Ciao a tutti, qua Radio Gwen, una collaborazione con Dead Valley Skeletons e siete qua con Daniela e The Scrapers e iniziamo l'intervista. So how are you guys doing? Oh well, who are you guys? Like, what's your name and stuff like that?
My name is Billy. I am the singer and guitar player all night, every day.
My name is Noah Daniel Charno. I play the bass string guitar, and there's four strings on it, and I sing yelling behind Billy's beautiful voice.
My name's Eden, and I'm 28, and I'm an Aries. And I like like spaghetti and stuff, and I'm the drummer, I guess. Yeah.
And how are you guys doing tonight?
Better than last night. Last night we were like hot trash garbage. Tonight we're
refreshed.
We're fresh trash.
Yeah, like a nice freshly cut cucumber. Mm-hmm. Toss us over a salad. Feed it to your friends. Call it a Christmas tree.
And how do you like Switzerland and overall Europe?
Better than anything.
Yeah, better.
Best.
A lot better. The food's better. The toilets are better.
The weed is better.
And the shots are better.
The shots are better.
Yeah. There were no seats on the toilet last night.
Last night, there was no sweet seats on the toilet, but that was still better than any American toilet.
It was like throwing muddy rocks at a clown going to the bathroom.
And this is your first time in Europe, right?
Yeah.
As a whole,
1, 2, 3, yeah.
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 So, describe your music and band with a horror film from the 20th century.
When's the 20th century?
Like, from... like, last century, like...
Not from the 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I heard you guys, like, your music is kind of, like, described, like, I don't know, you like to describe it as horror or something related to it.
Someone else probably said that, but that's cool. I'm into Nosferatu. You know.
I would say Sleepaway Camp. That's like 80s. Is that last century?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We sleep on the same mattress.
Sleepaway Camp.
We sleep.
This shit gets pretty fucked up near the end.
It's kind of like a bad porno that turned into a horror movie. I don't know what that turns into. What do you call that? I haven't made that movie yet.
Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
2.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Be a good one.
And which band or artist influenced you guys? And like your music and so on.
David Lynch.
Mm. Individually, for me, would be like Joy Division. I really like Joy Division a lot. Black Sabbath.
The Zeros are good.
Yeah, that's it. Zeros are fucking good, man.
Zeros are the best. You can't touch the Zeros. Yeah. If you're out there, the Zeros.
Yeah, the cool Fall. The Fall. Country Teasers. The Zeros. Fall. The Spits. The Ramones. The Misfits. Wire.
Zeros.
The Zeros.
Zeros.
Yeah. The Country Teaser is number one.
What about the Zeros? Like,
Zeros would be the top three.
Daddy's got no family. Just a toast to you and me. Playing poker late at night. Does whatever feels right. I'm in the way. You're in the way. I'm in the way. You're in the way. Now you wanna live alone. Living in a studio, to pick up for your family. We're better off than you and me.
So, did you guys know there's also another band that has your name, but it was from the 90s, from the UK?
Yeah. The guy hit us up and we got his blessing, so it's good.
That's cool.
He said good job. Yeah. Via Facebook.
We didn't fuck it up. So.
Via Facebook, he's happy with it.
So a lot of bands have also your name, from what I found out. And what makes you guys different from all of them?
We took the S off, so they don't anymore.
Yeah.
We have the hardest scrape. We grow our fingernails. We have long fingernails. All of us. It's hard to play with the long fingernails, but it's worth it.
It works out.
It works out with the long fingernails. Work it out.
What's, like, the meaning? Like, why did you choose that name behind for the band?
Fingernails.
Fingernails.
That's it. Yeah. That's pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
my favorite color.
So T.I. Siegel produced and released your first EP. How was working with him and like with the first EP and so on?
It was cool. He's a nice boy. Good haircut. Gave us pizza.
Got us drunk. Gave us pizza. He did a good job. Yeah. We like him.
He said hello, he said goodbye, shook the hand.
Looked into my eye.
Both of our eyes at the same time.
Pad you on the butt. Sent you out the door. Said good game and that was it.
Yeah, it's very much like a coach in a football game.
Yeah. He's very just game oriented, like a football game.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that Tim Presley and Austin Brown from Park Accords like you on, support you on Facebook?
No.
You don't like that?
Oh, do we know
from
them?
From White Fence?
No. Tim Presley from White Fence and
we've played the with other both, those, both those bands. They're cool.
I thought you said, do we know that we support?
They support you on like Facebook. Oh. Yeah. Did you guys know?
No.
Didn't know that, but.
It makes sense.
We played with them.
It's like it's just like a small, like a lot of people know each other that play music like out there, I feel like, so.
Incestual music scene.
Yeah.
Incestual. Incestual.
What can you guys tell me about gentrification and how has that influenced your music overall? What's going on in San Francisco? And
It's bad. I mean, whatever, we're a part of it.
Yeah.
Everyone's a part of it. If you're moved to a new place, you're a part of it. But I'm a fucking artist.
Yeah.
So I'm meant to be there. But no, I don't know. I mean, I'm just as much of a fucking asshole as anybody else that moves to San Francisco, I guess. But I guess I didn't realize that when I wrote some songs about the other assholes moving there.
They're different assholes, but though.
Yeah.
There's different assholes you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Gentrification at this point has made it so that even artists who have come there when, like, places weren't as safe or there wasn't as much, like, access to food or things like that, it's been that those artists that were there initially have all been kicked out or they're in the process of getting kicked out. Unless, like, some of us have our own places that we've been at for a really long time, so you have, like, rent control, but a lot of people have moved away, and they're, like, in New York or L.A. or, like, New Orleans or Detroit, wherever else artists are going, but a lot of artists have been pushed out as a result of gentrification, which is crazy because the artists were kind of the beginning of all of this, where people see, oh, there's art, there's life, I want to move there, but now they don't even survive.
The it's clock is ticking. Up.
Yeah,
always.
We're all fucked.
So, from your first album that came out in 2013 and your last your second album that came out from 2000 this year, right?
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What? How? The gap between like 3 years. What has happened and so on? I don't know.
A lot.
In what way? What like?
Like musically and like I don't know experiences. I guess.
Musically, probably not a lot. We're still pretty bad. But I think I don't know. It's the same. Same exact thing.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
We
different,
just have
different dance, same club.
It's true. Different people.
Next upcoming projects for you guys as a band, what do you have in mind or
just going home? going to sleep. Trying to get back to my own bed. Yeah. It's my project. 17 days. So I can smell my my old sheets. eat a fucking burrito. There's no burritos out here.
No.
Get burritos.
No, yeah. Europe?
Yeah, that's ours.
Good Mexican burrito. We got a burrito yesterday, but it was not crazy. A burrito.
And last question.
They called it a burrito, yeah. But it was not. Still kind of pissed off about that.
And for the last question, right now, at the moment, what band would you recommend for our listeners or for people right now?
Zeros, of course.
Vile.
Definitely Vile. Yeah. Only one band, or can I say a few? How about Raze?
Yeah,
Raze. San Francisco is really good, but mainly Vile.
Useless Eaters.
They already know
they
about
already
that.
They already probably know about them. Yeah.
Who else is there? They're
Maine.
Maine. Look at Maine. Maine.
M-A-N-E.
Such a good band.
What else is there? Just check it out. Yeah. Just open your eyes, kids. You know what to do. Don't shoot anybody.
So I guess thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy again Europe and have a safe trip around Europe and back
safe
home. Yeah, you. A safe trip. Yeah, like, yeah. No. I mean, it's safe. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't mean it in like.
Oh, we appreciate that.
It's in front of me. Shocking memory. Breakdown is complete. Your girlfriend is a cabin. It's something that you can use. It's something that